Welcome to another episode of the Berrycast. I'm very, very, very excited to bring this episode to you because, quite simply, it's been far too long since I brought you an episode. Now, the reasons I haven't recorded a podcast in such a long time is because I'm lazy. No, it's not because I'm lazy. It's just because I've been very busy with other things, working on other parts of the business, trying to get the message out there for the Strong and Confident program, and just taking stock of where I'm at and things. But nothing is exciting me more than being here to talk to you again, one-on-one, me and you. Let's go. So today, what I wanted to talk to you about was quite simply, I've started like this 30-day fitness challenge. It's quite scary, to be honest. It's all quite new to me. And just between you and me, I'm shitting a brick about it. Although that is obviously just between you and me. That's not going out all over the internet. So a little while ago, in fact, probably about a year ago now, let me give you some background to this. About a year ago, my mentors, two of my dear friends, told me to challenge myself to do like a, to do kind of like a fitness, what's the word I'm looking for? Challenge, on myself, and to share it on social media because they say that my social media is good. I like to think, and they say that it's very helpful and very useful, but you know, there's no transformation on there. That you haven't shown that you live up to what it is you personally believe in. And I tried for a little bit. I tried to do it, and I failed. Like I didn't fail on my own fitness. My own fitness has been something that I have my own personal special relationship with. Some of you probably know what that is, and to be fair, it's one that's probably very similar with you. It's not one that, what's the word? I'm not a fitness fanatic. I'm not someone who really takes charge of his fitness and desperately feels the need and desperately has the drive to, you know, get bigger, get stronger, all of those things. I very much go through phases with my fitness. I very much have moments where it's a key feature of my life. And I very much have moments where it's just not. And most of the time, phases in my life where it's not coincide with phases of growth in my business and also coincide in phases of growth in my personal relationship. But yeah, and I think I also hide behind that a little bit. I hide behind the fact that I have the ability to say, oh no, like my fitness is fine. I'm still doing things, but really I'm working on my business. So that's, you know, that's fine. Like I've got myself to a point where maintaining a certain level of fitness isn't that hard for me because I've been working on myself so much for the last 6-7 years. However, I do hide behind it a little bit. I know I can have that convenient excuse. I know that it doesn't take me too long to get focused to create a change. And therefore, when I do get focused, that change can happen relatively quickly. So I never really feel like I'm in such a bad place. So I always shied away from it. I've always struggled with it. I've always felt really and truly like a normal, say normal, if we're comparing general population to personal training population, then I'm definitely more in terms of fitness, more of a general population kind of person. Motivation comes and goes. I don't always track my results. That's why motivation comes and goes. You know, I lean onto other things from time to time and I can't necessarily keep it up all year round, which probably sounds like everybody listening to this. And part of the reason I'm saying all of this is because I want you to know that that's okay. That's not a bad thing. That doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you not focused on your health. It doesn't make you anything other than a human. And that's amazing, because your humanity is really all you have. So don't worry about that. So yeah, so a little while ago, probably about a year ago, they challenged me to this, and I decided to crack on with other things like writing my blog, which was probably a good decision, seeing it's had 1.2 million impressions on Google, like focusing more on TikTok, like focusing more on Instagram, which is a horrible place at the moment. Not because I'm sure if you listen to this, you're on Instagram and you're enjoying it, or you're part of my community on there, but it's just not something that's giving growth to anybody at the minute or anything like that. So it's just irritating, and things like that. But anyway, my coaches then decided to nail me to the wall and give me a 30-day challenge of, you need to document this and you need to document it on TikTok. So they put me into a corner on a platform that we know is giving growth and that I can see the value from, aside from the value of just doing something like this for my own health anyway. They've said to me, you can do this, like, let's go, and there'll be significant reasons for it. So that's basically what I'm doing. So let me tell you about where I was 4 weeks ago. Let me tell you about where I am at now, and then we can go from there, and I can tell you what I'm hoping to achieve over the next 4 weeks. And I'm basically inviting you, if you're listening to this, I'm basically inviting you to join me on this journey, to, you know, follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram, because I'm putting it all on there as well, on Facebook as well, where I'm basically trying to show you how to set up a 30-day fitness challenge for yourself. But also throughout that, I'm hoping you will learn, understand, and figure out things that could work for you, things that might not work for you, things you might do differently, and really what a normal kind of fitness journey looks like, normal in inverted commas, with a slight focus towards a calorie deficit, so that you're not freaking out about your fitness. But my sole goal for this 30-day challenge is that someone somewhere comes away and says, so you don't have to work out 8 times a week to make progress. You don't have to be really strict inside your calorie window every single day to make progress. And the only way I'm going to make that realization happen for someone is, without a doubt, by demonstrating it, by taking the lead, by showing them really how it does work. So 4 weeks ago, kind of like on the 30th of June, and today is like the 4th of August, I think. On the 30th of June, I weighed 85.4 kilograms, I think it was. I weighed 85 kilograms, which for me is the heaviest I'm aware I've ever been. And that's not because being heavy is bad, but it made me personally feel uncomfortable, and it made me feel a bit tired, made me feel lethargic. It made me feel unfocused, and I was very sleepy. My sleep wasn't in a good place. My emotions were all over the place. They still are a little bit, but that's a whole other issue. And I just wasn't looking after myself in a way that I should, in order to be able to lead a group of people who are also trying to look after themselves. Now, you have to remember that there is a slightly different pressure on someone like me, being a personal trainer, living my life as publicly as I can, when I can, for people. And there's a pressure that I have to live up to in order to demonstrate to people, my clients, that I am also willing to go through what they're willing to go through to create empathy with them. And it, to be fair, that has always been a slight hole in my ability to train people, in the fact that I've never had to lose weight. My struggle in terms of fitness and in terms of who I am and things is very, very different. It doesn't mean it's not valid. And it doesn't mean that I can't find empathy for people who are trying to lose weight. In fact, I'd like to argue I'm probably one of the most empathetic personal trainers out there for people who are trying to lose weight. And I pride myself on that. And I very much pride myself on that because of how hard I've had to work on developing that and understanding that. That's also a reason why I have spent so long studying it. That's also a reason why I spend time reading everything I can, trying to gather up all the information I can. I spend every single day learning something new about losing weight because I know it's something I have never experienced. And I think it can be an advantage as well, making sure that I bring to the table an objective view rather than trying to get my clients to do a subjective version of what I've done in order to help them lose weight. You'll get a lot of personal trainers out there who do that, who are like, I lost weight this way, so you must lose weight this way because I know it works. And the truth is that not all people operate the same. So a great advantage of me never having to have lost weight really has allowed me to find the true path of what you need to put in place to lose weight. And therefore, I'm able to make sure that that path is unique and individual to everybody else. And that's a real advantage that can get muddied and lost when people find out who I am and they're like, well, you've never lost 50 pounds. And right, I haven't. And they might think I'm not in a place to help them. And that's okay. That's up to them. So, God, what a tangent. 4 weeks ago, I weighed 85 and a bit kilograms. And there's photos. So I'm documenting all of this on Instagram. And I remember posting a photo of myself on Instagram, actually. We took some progress pictures because my friends here at Vision Personal Training, they were like, come on, we know you've let it slip a little bit recently. So let's get you focused. We know what you enjoyed doing. So let's get you doing that. And all my thanks to them because they have really helped refocus me. You know, my friends here like Jack, Hayden, Matt, who's my actual personal trainer now, they've invested in me and they've helped me sort of turn it around because they know that it's good for me and they know it's good for the community here and they know it's good for everybody. So that's what's nice. And if you don't know what Vision Personal Training is, it's the gym I work in, it's the studio, the personal training studio I work in here on the Gold Coast in Australia. So I'm just going to read my caption to you for the post that I put up of the photos. And we here in the gym, we have something called a bioscan machine, which is like an electrical impedance machine that tells you kind of like your body fat mass, your lean body mass and things like that. Now, we could argue for days about the validity of these. But what I would say is if it's something you're using to track and you keep that steady, then that's okay. Whether I am actually the figures that it says on the scan is irrelevant. What is relevant is that as long as the context at which I'm scanning is the same, then obviously I know that the figures I get from it will change in relation to my behavior. So yeah, so there's pictures of me and then I uploaded my bio scan as well. So this was the caption I wrote. I'm taking a big death. Let's start again. I'm not taking a big death. Right. I'm taking a big, deep breath before I post this. Let's call this post Exercise and Me. One reason I spend so much of my time educating, writing, posting, and trying to help as much as I can is because I'm afraid of fitness myself. I've never been good at doing something which is reliant on just me, as in I'm always happy to let myself down. If someone else puts their faith in me, I'd likely go above and beyond for them. I coach people to help paper over my own cracks, to hide away from my own failings. I've never been a fitness buff. I've always enjoyed fitness, but I've never been fit in the opinion of myself. Even when I was a semi-professional referee, I used to find ways to cheat and manage my game so my lack of fitness wouldn't be exposed. I excused myself for running a marathon in 5.5 hours when I should have done better, I let myself down at every turn. I've always been quick to blame my heart condition for reasons to not go too hard, or my height for how hard it is to put on muscle, or the bullies from my school whose chains I still can't seem to break. I'm not a guru. I'm not a physical beast. And actually, I don't think anyone thinks I need to be, other than myself. And the bullies who always told me I was the weakest in the school and nicknamed me Raincloud. So, this is me as of yesterday. I clock in at 84.5 kilograms, make of that what you will, but it's the heaviest I've ever been, but I do believe I'm my strongest too. Here in Australia, I have the most incredible, supportive, and encouraging team you'll ever find in the fitness industry. People who want me to do well. But at this point, I need to want it too. I'm mighty scared I will be posting again in a number of weeks without any progress. My goal isn't to lose weight. It ain't to have huge pecs. It's there to prove to myself that I can make progress. I can build consistency, and I will, above all, do my best and implement a way of doing that ongoing from this day forth. I couldn't thank Vision Bundle more, especially Jack Smith, Matt, Hayden, and Aiden. I don't want to let you all down, but I don't want to let myself down either. And that's what I wrote. Oh, quite emotional after saying that. And I wrote that, 4 weeks ago. And then 3 days ago, my coaches said, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to document a fitness journey to help educate people on TikTok. It can be anything you want, but this is what you're going to do. So I thought, well, what a great coming together. I get to finish off the block of fitness that I'm dedicated to doing here. And I get to document it now. And I get to explore and understand that growth with everybody else. So that's what I'm doing. So as of, I then decided to jump on the scanner again and kind of do a checkup on everything. And so that was really good. That was fun, and I have made progress from where I was at the end of July. So where I'm at now is I weigh about 83 kilos, which is cool. My fat mass came down. My lean body mass has stayed the same or increased slightly. My skeletal muscle mass has gone up a tiny bit. Everything has improved enough for me to now push that through and really finish strong. So what I'm going to do in 30 days time is I'll do exactly what I did a couple of days ago. I'll jump on that scanner again. I'll share the improvements. But what I'm doing is I am documenting all of my progress for you to watch along. I'm tracking my weight every day and I'm sharing it on Instagram stories. I'm recording my workouts and I'm putting those up on TikTok. I'm doing summary videos each and every day. I'm tracking my calories and I'm going to try and show you that even if you go over like I did yesterday, it doesn't mean you're going to gain weight. You know, the whole point of me proving to you over these next 30 days is that consistency does win and that fat loss takes time. And that if you believe you can do it, I know that you can. And if you have the support and you're able to give yourself the flexibility that you need and that you are, and that if you feel empowered enough and strong enough to drive yourself forward in that manner, then nothing can stop you. That's a gift I've been given. And it's a gift I want to try and impart onto you if I can, through documenting what I'm going through documenting what's going on, through documenting the changes in my body as I sit in a calorie deficit and everything that goes into it. I'll try and share the food I eat with you. I'll try and help you by showing you what I'm going through in this calorie deficit. So my goals for what I'm doing, other than all of that, the goals of what I'm doing are, I'm trying to get to between eight and 10,000 steps a day. I'm going to try and work out 2 times a week on a structured program with my personal trainer. And I'm also going to do 1 session a week of intuitive movement, which is movement, a resistance-based movement that I feel is something my body needs. So I just know what my body feels like doing. I'll rock up and I'll do a weight session based around that. I'm in a very advantageous position that I can structure a workout on the hoof like that because I know what I'm working for and I know what to do in order to make that happen. What else am I going to be doing? I'm going to be in a moderate calorie deficit. So my calorie window is about 1800. And I'm just looking it up. My calorie window is between 1800 and 2100, I do believe. I can't find it. So yeah, it's between 1800 and 2100. That's my calorie window. So I'm going to sit in that because I know I can lose weight at that. And that's about it. I'm going to try and update as often as I can. I'll check in on the podcast from time to time to keep you up to date with what's going on. And I hope, I really hope that in 4 weeks, I can show you a difference in what I've managed to do. And that's all I'm after. And I hope that you'll come along for the ride. If you want to follow it, follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok, and add me on Facebook. And ask me all the questions you have about anything I'm doing, because it's my absolute pleasure and my absolute joy to help you as much as I possibly can. Right, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this. I know it was a bit about me, but I hope you took a lot from it. I hope it might help you adjust your relationship with exercise a little bit, or your relationship with food, or your relationship with yourself. Because in truth, that is the end goal. That's the goal, and that's the only goal any of us are really working for. Let me know what you think. Leave a review if you don't mind on iTunes. That would mean an awful lot to me, or podcasts app, whatever it's called these days. Or just reach out to me if you listen to this and say, hey, have an awesome day. Peace, love, and protein. High fives and positive vibes. Ciao, ciao.